This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. They are just one measure of the devastation wrought by the conflict. Over 11 weeks has displaced nearly 85% of Gaza's people and leveled wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. After days of delays, the UN Security Council has passed a resolution on aid to Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a watered-down resolution calling for speeding up aid deliveries to Gaza civilians.
We must find a path forward to end the misery.
But the resolution does not include the original call for also suspending hostilities between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. and Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield had vetoed that, saying it would only embolden Hamas. That led to days of high-level talks over how to avoid another veto. The U.S. today joined Russia in abstaining, allowing the resolution to pass 13-0. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. The court revealed its decision Friday. The issue will now be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, which has signaled it will act quickly to decide the case. Special counsel Jack Smith had cautioned that even a rapid appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court in time for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.